This is the best bits of Chris and Brownie on Star.
How was your New Year's Eve, Chris? Where were you for it?
Just at home.
You were at home?
Jet lag's a terrible thing.
When did you fly back in from the US?
Seriously, I'm having a hard time telling what day it is. Because I've just been in... It's Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday, that's right, middle of the week.
So it would have been the day... 2 days before last.
Right,
so I'm still trying to get back into the swing.
Right,
did you... I've been sleeping a lot.
Yeah, of course, because the jet lag kicks in. You got to catch up on all that sleep you've been missing out on.
Yeah.
And how did you celebrate New Year's?
Yeah, pretty much just by myself watching the fireworks.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yep,
that would have been good.
How'd you spend yours?
At a party, I think, a little backyard barbecue, hang out like that.
Bit of a bonfire, just
bit of a bonfire, this time it wasn't exactly on the lawn, it was actually inside a barrel, so that's cool.
It was intentional, not unintentional,
that's
like
right.
Last time. Thank you to the fire department.
Please.
You set any New Year's resolutions?
I have.
Are you doing that?
Look, every year whenever I set a New Year's resolution, it's always something that I seem to accomplish within like the first 2 months or so. Like last year was to finish my tattoo, my sleeve and all that, and got that
done.
So I made a new one to travel overseas and did that middle of the year, and I thought, there you go, that's it, done. I'm done for the year.
So that was it.
That's it, simple.
Sweet.
So I thought this year, when it comes along to doing New Year's resolutions, I'll make them a little bit higher, harder to achieve, and make a big list of them. So I've got a couple in there, one of which includes to meet Blink-182.
Wow.
Favourite band in the whole wide world. They're coming down under together collectively for the first time since 2004.
What else is on your list? Is there anything else you
I
want
to
mention?
I need to bulk up as well.
Bulk up.
Like get muscle mass, get bigger. Yeah, beefcake. Type thing, because look, you know, I go to lose weight every year, and it doesn't exactly sort of happen the way I want it to. So I thought if I get a bit more muscle mass, then I can maybe look at losing a bit of weight after that.
Well, nice.
See,
all
right.
There
we go.
All right.
Start from
there. Nice list. I'm not bothering this year. Not going to happen.
You're not a fan of it.
No. Every year, I do this whole here's my resolutions, and by the second week, I've forgotten them. Or I've just given
can't
up,
be
or
doing
I've
it anymore.
Broken them.
Like, right, okay, so to eat healthy type food, for example.
Sorry.
And 2 weeks later, you have something really big and massive and greasy.
There's been some years where I've set them at midnight, all right, ready to go. Within 2 hours, I've broken three.
Straight away.
So I'm not doing it.
So you're passing on them this year.
Sorry, not going to happen.
Okay, all right. And your life's great at the moment, so is that why you're not making a resolution to make your life better?
I mean, look at me. I'm pretty perfect.
You are.
There's not a lot of room for improvement. The whole package is quite good.
Okay, well that's okay, I guess. You know, so keep doing what you want to do. That's fine.
I didn't know. Am I the only one who's doing that this year, not making New Year's resolutions?
I know there's a whole lot of people out there who have mentioned that they're not going to do it because, like you're saying, for example, they make all these rules, these regulations, and then they break them. They feel really bad about doing it.
Yeah.
But you got to have limitations. I mean, eat healthy for 6 days of the week. And then have that one day where you can binge out on anything you want. There you go.
So you are saying that I should set rules.
I reckon you should have a little bit of a resolution.
Okay.
Smile more. Now, don't look at me like that when you smile.
You raise
your eyebrows.
I'll throw in a wink for nothing. There you go.
I like how they were talking about closing movies. Is there any movie that you've had that you've watched in the past? Maybe as a closer, date closer?
No, I can't. No? Not really.
See,
no.
I do.
The Human Centipede.
No.
What's yours?
Love Actually.
Surprisingly,
it's actually a pretty decent movie to chuck on towards the end of the year. And, it hasn't exactly worked yet, but still, it's the movie I use.
So you go to that one every time?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. It's a good movie, though.
I thought it was Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights. No, that just makes me cry.
Because you know what, you don't want to set the bar.
No,
you don't want expectations to be high.
No.
Yeah, I go for the crying game. I've never got to the end of it. But...
I hear it's got one of those amazing endings.
I've never seen it yet. Top movie. And we're talking Easter, because we've already seen the Easter stuff hitting the shelves.
That's it. Hot cross buns and even the chocolate bunnies and eggs are hitting the shelves in some shops. And just got to point out as well, Kej just shot us an email and mentioned that Easter is at the end of March.
Thank you.
In my diary, it is Good Friday is on the 29th of March and Easter Sunday the 31st. So, yeah, end of March. It's coming up in a couple of months.
Is that right?
There you go. There's the diary there.
Okay.
Have a look over there. So it's way too early, I believe. You know, we just got out of Christmas and we're getting into Easter.
What happens if I flick back? Oh, here we go. Dear diary, today I miss Chris. He's not back from holidays yet. Interesting.
It's my personal diary. Can I have that back, please?
What's that a drawing of? We're talking, Brownie, about weird food that you've tried, because while away, I tried eggnog lattes.
Yuck. Mm. Yuck.
And then afterwards, I actually went and got actual eggnog to try that, because I hadn't tried it before.
Right, and how was that in comparison? Which was the better one?
The latte.
The latte one?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more
not,
better.
Not to go all city and hoity-toity, but I had a latte. I'm sorry.
You enjoy the US, though. Lots of food over there.
It's great. Plenty of food. Went nuts. Yeah,
maybe. No, I don't know. I'm a little bit taken back. I can picture, you know, after the show today, I'm going to go try some eggnog lattes.
You know the weirdest thing? In the States, if you order a burger, it comes with a side of fries and a pickle. Like that.
What's the pickle? Like, I've heard about this as well. It's just an extra thing that they put there.
I have no idea. Like, it comes.
Is it their version of maybe something healthy, like fruit or veggies?
It's burger, it's fries, it's pickle. I wasn't aware of what was going on. I thought they were commenting on my manhood. I did not tip that day.
Oh, no, you wouldn't after that.
It was not referred to as little pickle. It's Chris and Brownie, back for 2012 here at Star.
2013.
Wow. Brownie's back. I'm going to take a year off.
105.9's Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.